Good morning, afternoon, evening. I hereby open the 2,562nd meeting of the 88th session of the Committee on the Rights of the Child. State parties to the Convention on the, its optional protocols, as of 24th September, the closing date of the 88th online session of the committee, not online, in-person session of the Committee on the Rights of the Child, there are 196 state parties to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. As of the same date, 171 states had ratified the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the involvement of children in armed conflict. 177 state parties have ratified the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the sale of children, child prostitution, and child pornography. The third optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the communication procedure has been ratified by 48 states. The Committee on the Rights of the Child held its 88th limited session, sorry, 88th session in Geneva in person from 6 to 24 September 2021. The committee held 30 meetings. An account of the committee's deliberations at its 88th session will be contained in the relevant summary records. All members were able to attend this session, which was held in Geneva in person. At its 2,535th meeting, held on 6 September 2021, the committee adopted its program of work and received an update from OHHR on the ratification of and reporting on the Convention on the Rights of the Child and its three optional protocols. Consideration of reports submitted by state parties. The committee reviewed the following four countries during this session: Czech Republic, fifth and sixth periodic reports under the Convention, having the delegation of state parties online. Eswatini, second to fourth periodic reports under the Convention, having the delegation of state party in person. Poland, fifth and sixth periodic reports under the Convention, having the delegation of the state party online. Switzerland, fifth and sixth periodic reports under the Convention, having the delegation of the state party in person. This brings the total number of reports considered during this session to 4. If there are no further comments, we hereby formally adopt the concluding observations for the above-mentioned state parties. The concluding observations will be available on the OHHR website on Thursday, 30 September 2021. Work under the optional protocol on communications procedure. During the 88th session, the committee examined the information it had received under this optional protocol. With respect to individual communications under Article 5, the committee adopted decisions in 6 cases, including 5 cases submitted against Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and Turkey, referring to the impact of climate change, and on non-refoulement case against Switzerland. It postponed the consideration of 2 cases against Belgium and referring to the issue of administrative detention of children in the context of migration. The committee also discussed cases under Article 13 of the optional protocol. Concerning the working method, in the context of the outcome of the treaty body strengthening process adopted by the General Assembly in its Resolution 68/268 on strengthening and improving the effective functioning of the human rights treaty body system, the committee continued its discussion in relation to its working method, in particular on individual communications and inquiries. During this session, the committee discussed the proposal of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in this regard. Cooperation with other United Nations bodies, specialized agencies, and other competent bodies. With regard to cooperation with the United Nations bodies, specialized agencies, and other relevant bodies, we would like to thank our many partners, including United Nations agencies, NGOs, national human rights institutions, and of course, children and adolescents, for all their valuable support for their work of the committee. Day of general discussion. The committee held an online day of general discussion dedicated to the rights of children in alternative care on 17 September 2021. It was the first time for the committee to hold the day of general discussion online. It was challenging but very successful. More details will be shared by the rapporteur's report later. General comment. The committee continued its work on the new general comment dedicated to children's rights and the environment with a special focus on climate change as provisional working title. The concept note is now available, posted on the committee's dedicated webpage for the new general comment. Next session, the committee will hold its 89th session from 17 January to 4 February 2022. The committee decided to increase the number of state parties reviews in the next 89th session to reduce backlogs. I would like now like to give the floor to Ms. Marsha Harris, our reporter, to present a report on the activities of the members of the committee and also the activities of the working groups or focal points during the session and intersessionary. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Chair.